From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Hannah Baba, and this is the Cross Currents Morning Report, news and culture from around the Bay. Last night was Super Tuesday, and the KALW News team went live on air to bring you state and local results and analysis. While we watched the presidential Democratic race, we talked about California's Prop 13, and we followed Oakland and San Francisco measures closely. And results have been trickling in overnight. KALW's news director, Ben Trefney's been following them, and he has this update.
Most eyes were on the Democratic presidential primary last night. When polls closed, NPR made a quick call. Bernie Sanders won California. But it wasn't that simple. As usual, it took a long time for precincts to report, and this morning the results are a little clearer. With a few precincts, plus provisional ballots and late arrivals yet to count, Sanders has received right around a third of the state's vote. Joe Biden got nearly a quarter, and Michael Bloomberg drew just under 15% of the vote, with Elizabeth Warren at 12%. Those are both important numbers because you need 15% in a state's primary to earn any delegates. So if results stand, Sanders will receive most of the state's 494 delegates, and Biden will receive the rest. So California is not just a win for Sanders. There was only one state proposition on the ballot, Prop 13. It's a bond to fund public education facilities, but it failed to pass. Here in San Francisco, voters considered a handful of propositions. Again, with some votes still to count, it looks like they passed them all. That includes Props A and B. Those are bonds to pay for City College job training and infrastructure repair, along with citywide earthquake safety and emergency response. Prop C gives retiree health care benefits to some city employees. A tax that will ding landlords who keep vacant storefronts has barely cleared the necessary two-thirds threshold, with the number of votes yet out there. We'll hear more on that one, Prop D, shortly. And Prop E, which ties office development to affordable housing production, it passed too. We closely followed several other ballot measures around the Bay Area, so stay with me here. In Alameda County, Measure C, the Care for Kids initiative, passed. It will increase the sales tax there to help fund young children's health care and education. But Measure D, a bond to help modernize fire stations, did not clear the two-thirds majority, so it went down. Oaklanders passed all their ballot measures. That includes Q. It raises money for public park and homeless services. And R, which redesignates where the city posts public notices. And S, which allows the city to keep spending tax revenue in ways the voters had previously mandated. Looking to the north, Napa County's Measure K would have imposed a quarter-cent sales tax to protect and preserve open space, waters, and parks, but it failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote. And to the south, we've been following the recall effort against Councilmember Herb Perez. Looks like voters overwhelmingly wanted to oust the former Taekwondo Olympic gold medalist. So what can we learn from all this? State and regional voters were somewhat more resistant to fund public bonds for education and services. Clearly, when it comes to presidential politics, the state leads the more progressive push for the Democratic Party, though the margin isn't necessarily all that wide. And we'll have to wait for the final count on how many people voted, to see if we can learn anything about engagement as we approach the big election day in November. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
Last night, we sent a number of KALW reporters out in the field in Oakland and San Francisco at the campaign and proposition gatherings and parties. KALW's Angela Johnston covered Prop D in San Francisco and filed this report.
North Beach small business owners, activists, and politicians cheered on Prop D at the historic Tosca Bar. The neighborhood, like many in San Francisco, is suffering from an empty storefront problem. Supporters think this proposed vacancy tax would fix that. The proposition will tax landlords that leave storefronts empty for more than 6 months. At the party, I meet Ellie Simmons, the owner of Specs, a North Beach institution. She remembers when the neighborhood was a lot more lively and wants to see it go back to that again.
You know, it's basically a penalty to the landlord saying, you know, get your butt in gear and rent it to somebody. You know, it's hurting everybody. It's hurting the whole community.
Simmons also blames online shopping and delivery services for all the empty storefronts and restaurants. For KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston.
While Angela followed San Francisco races, KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch was in Oakland at the party for Measure Q. Here she is.
At 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, the results aren't fully in, but the Measure Q campaign is celebrating their hard work anyway with a cake. Oakland's Measure Q is a parcel tax to fund parks, homeless services, and stormwater cleanup in the city. Brooke Levin is the co-chair for the Yes on Measure Q campaign. She says the city has been in desperate need of funds for maintaining parks and providing services for the housing insecure.
Most people don't even think about the state of their parks or anything else in their community unless things aren't working well, and things haven't been working well here.
The last time voters approved funds specifically for parks was in the 90s. And proponents say it's going to take a lot of money to catch up on deferred repairs, but Measure Q is a step in the right direction. For KLW News, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch.
Also in Oakland was KLW's Janae Darden reporting from the gathering for Alameda County Measure C.
At the Alameda County Measure C party in downtown Oakland, people are munching on pizza while eagerly watching the results slowly roll in. Local politicians drop by, including State Assemblyman Rob Bonta. Volunteers have been here since 4 a.m. One supporter, Trisha Thomas, is a child care provider in Oakland. She says funds for Measure C's tax increase, which passed, will help her serve more low-income families.
And so if they can't afford my low rates, then it's like kind of sad because it's like, wow, we need something in place for working people.
In Oakland, I'm Janae Darden for KLW News.
And we'll have more in-depth election analysis from around the Bay Area and California tonight at 5 on Cross Currents. So make sure to tune in. For KELW News, I'm Hannah Babang.